القادة ذو الحجة محرم رجب الله has made these 4 months sacred. Allah has made these 4 months sacred. ذو القادة ذو الحجة محرم رجب.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. It is mentioned in the hadith, the summer of the hadith, which is decorate your gathering by sending salutation upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habibi sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatu wa salamun alayka ya Rasulallah. Viewers of Madani Channel, allow me to extend a warm greeting to one and all. And as for the people who are sick, we ask Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal to grant them shifa. As for the people who are jobless, we also make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them with a halal rozi. And as for the people who have passed away, we make the dua that Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal grant them jannatu firdaus. Amin. And all our marhumin, whilst we are starting this episode, we are taking a time to make dua for one and all. Especially may Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal bless our youth. And as for the youth also, we make duas for them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make them to grow up in this auspicious and beautiful religion of Islam. And also I would like to also to pray for our parents, you know, our teachers, our mashayikh, and anyone who do good to humanity. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal bless one and for all. The topic of discussion, it is the sacred month. And today's topic is what to do in the sacred month. How can one benefit from them? We started by explaining the sacred month. Then we followed with the second episode, which was knowing the sacred month. Now today is that what to do in the sacred month. There are many ways for us to do, of course, as prescribed by the Sharia, following the footstep of none other than the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his Sahaba, the Tabi'in, the Tabi' Tabi'in, and the Ulama'ul Ajilla, the noble scholars of Islam. From this, we learn how to conduct ourselves in the sacred month. That's why earlier on we tend to swerve away from the word holy month. Because the so-called holy months of nowadays, we find that people, they will be doing more sins. You know, they take them as, you know, a break from worship. Instead of break from work, you know, people, they'll take it as a holiday. You know, it's nowadays something they'll break away from the worship instead of coming closer to worship. So in Islam, we've got a different scenario at all. That's why the word Hurum is used, the sacred month. So there are etiquettes, there are actions which one is required to do, expected to do. I'm not going to mention all of them, but as always, we'll be focusing on some Madani pool, some important nuggets, some words of wisdom, and words of encouragement which we need to give to the people. Number one, reflect on your life and deeds. Reflection. Number one is pondering and reflection upon two things. Your life and your deeds. The blessed people, they are those whom their life is long and their deeds are more. The lifespan is corresponding with the deeds. We need to ponder also upon our lives. Some of us were getting very, very old in as far as life is concerned, years is concerned. But put these brothers in the scale in as far as good deeds is concerned. Find that it's an improper fraction, 22 over 2. The life is long and the deeds are short. The deeds are few, rather. The deeds are few. So, in these holy months, each and every one of us, we need to reflect upon our life. Ramadan after Ramadan. Jum'ah after Jum'ah. Muharram after Muharram. Dhul-Qa'dah after Dhul-Qa'dah. Dhul-Hijjah after Dhul-Hijjah. We're in going to Hajj has become a ritual. Fasting has become a ritual. And we are growing. Are we facing also spiritual growth as we are growing? Or as we are growing, we are spiritually becoming more younger and younger. So we need to take accountability of our life also. Not only deeds, of our life. I did mention in one of the episodes, of course, which came out in the Madani channel, whereby we were talking about tadhi'ul umr, to waste your life. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask the kuffar, as mentioned in the Holy Quran, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ, have I not given you a long life enough? That a man was supposed to reflect, to change. You know, Allah Rabbul Izzat gave us a long. You've got 10 years, you've got 20 years, you've got 30 years, you've got 40 years. That lifespan alone is enough for you to act that you can go to Jannah. That lifespan alone. You don't need a million years. That one alone. If you follow the basics. If you do what is righteous. So in these sacred months, what we need to do is that first of all, we need to reflect. We need to introspect. Reflect on yourself. Take yourself into accountability. Are you heading for a loss or are you heading for a profit? In the business scenario, find that we hire a bookkeeper. We are not also reliant on the bookkeeper. We couple him up with an accountant. We are not also reliant on the accountant. We are not satisfied with that accountant. Why? Because our money is involved. We topple up with an auditor so as to make sure that is the business, is it really, really worth it? Where is our cent going? This each and every, our rupee, where is it going? Our rand, where is it going? Our pound, our euro, our US dollar, our dinar, whatsoever it is. Because we're channeling our money. We need to see, is it a profit or a loss? What about your life? What is important, your business or your life? It is your life. So why can't you have got a bookkeeper of your life? Why can't you take bookkeeping of your life? Why can't you do accounting of your life? Why can't you do auditing of your life? You know, like one said it beautifully, that what is the use of a degree in account if you cannot take accountability of yourself? So these are the sacred months. We need to sit down and to reflect and to ponder. If we reflect and to ponder, then we are on safe side. These are the sacred months. Let us utilize them. Now, number two, what we need to do is that to fight with our nafs. To fight with our nafs. Viewers of Madani channel, let it be known that the nafs are of three kinds. The nafs are of three kinds. Number one, nafsu ammara. Nafsu ammara. Number two, nafsul lawama. Number three, nafsul mutumainna. These are the three types of nafs. In order for one to reach the stage of nafsul mutumainna, you won't reach it automatically. You need to work hard. And all these three types of nafs is mentioned in the Holy Quran. In Surah Yusuf, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalla said that inna nafsa la ammaratun bisu. You know, there's a nafs called nafsul ammara, which only commands with evil. Only, you know, it's the murad, the gist, the dominant of that nafs. When we talk about the nafs, we are talking about the innate within, the innate ruhaniya, the innate soul itself. So there's a soul which is only its purpose is to command with evil. Amaratun biso. Alcohol, drink, you drink. Weed, you smoke. Anything, whatever comes out from, it does not hesitate, that type of nafs. It always on the negativities, not on the positivities. So this is the type of nafs which I'm talking about. That in this sacred month, we need to fight such type of nafs. A poet said, a nafs is like a baby. You see, a baby, if you teach him or her milk too much, if you teach it milk, it always loves milk. Till the mother said, no, it's enough now, stop milk. It's now the time to eat other type of foods so that the baby can grow. But the desire of the child will be only drinking that milk. Till the milk is taken away from it with force. This is what we must do with our nafs. Our nafs like evil, but we must take it out by force. Take the nafs and make it to do things against its will. That is this nafs of amara. Then the second type of nafs, it is nafs which is mentioned also in the Holy Quran in Surah Qiyamah. Allah Rabbul Izzat wal Jalal said in Surah Qiyamah, وَلَا أُقُسِمُ بِنَفْسِ اللَّوَّامَةِ, that I do take an oath with nafs al-lawwamah. يَقُولُ إِبْ عَبْدُلَّهِ إِبْنِ عَبَّاسِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَنُّ. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, explaining this verse, a nafsul lawama, nafsul la'um, it is a nafs, yani, which blame itself, which introspect itself. You know, that type of soul, which when it does evil, it reprimand itself, that why, if I drink an alcohol, whilst there are alternative like water and other allowed beverages, is there anything which I'm going to get in alcohol? It reprimand itself. That is the type of nafs we are talking about, which always reprimand and evaluate itself. It was called nafsul lawama, yalumu nafsa. It blames itself. This is how we need to always conduct our affairs. Then lastly, the other type of nafs which is mentioned in the Holy Quran, it is mentioned in Surah Fajr, towards its ending. Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutmainna, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our nufus from among this type of nafs. It is a nafs wherein it is called mutuma'inna. It is a contented nafs, which content with the irada of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is contented. The nafs amara, it is that one which does not content with whatever this. It is only inclined, it is contented with evil. But the nafsul mutuma'inna, it is contented with what? With righteousness, with the pleasure of Allah, with the pleasure of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now its reward, Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal mentioned, viewers of Madani channel, that it will be said that return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are pleased. He started with your pleasure first. And Allah is pleased with you. So in this time, in this month, in this sacred month, this what need to be done, that we need to take ourselves in book, we need to take ourselves in accountability, we need to make sure that we are not from the nafsul amara. We all try to make sure that at least if we cannot be reached the nafsul mutma'inna, let us be to nafsul lawama, whereby we always try to introspect and we always evaluate ourselves. We want it more, we go to nafsul mutma'inna, whereby that is the highest rank of the nafs. A nafs which is contented with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us to be contented and make us from the people who rectify themselves solemnly for Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal. If you cannot do it so in this sacred month, when are you going to wake up from the slumber? You know, if we are sleeping, we need to wake up. It is too late. Ayamun fi dunya, our staying in this dunya. Ayamun, these are the days, qalila, which are few. Wa a'maluna, and our action, ma'adudah, are being counted day in and day out. Wa nufusuna, and also our breath, ma'adudah, are counted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What, again, we need to be doing, especially in the sacred months, fasting. This is the best practice, of which we see that when you talk about fasting, as we said about our nafs, fasting is the madrasa of our souls. The nafs, after talking about our nafs, how stubborn our nafs can be and how obedient our nafs can be. So if you want to make your nafs to be obedient, you need to make sure that you fast a lot. Fasting, it has got many, many reasons. You know, fasting itself, it is a shield. It protects us against sins. And it will make our nafs to be obedient to us. Whenever the nafs become obedient to us, it starts to see the acts of worship as light. But when the nafs is stubborn, it starts to see the acts of worship as a burden. Giving zakat become a burden. Because it will love money too much. Going for hajj will become a burden. Why? Because it will separate us from our business, from our wives, from our children. Fasting itself become a burden. Why? Because it will separate us from our beloved food. So the nafs will be seeing the acts of worship as a burden. Make sure that we purify it. So we purify it solely, only by making it that we fast. So we welcome it, or we rather adorn ourselves in this sacred month by fasting. And what needed to be done also, remembering the hereafter. Now, when we say the remembering the hereafter, these sacred months are heart softeners. You need to soften your heart. My beloved brothers, respected sisters, nothing can soften the hearts except the remembrance of death. You visit the brothers in the hospital, you see the pains which they are suffering. You go to the cemetery, you see how packed the cemetery is. How people are being laid, age blind, color blind, race blind. It is death itself. A great wali, he said, I visited the graveyard and I proclaimed life. Where is the great man? And where is the downtrodden? Because the grave, well, everybody is integrated, and the grave is looking alike. All of them, they are integrated. Where is that nobleman when he used to bow? The answer came. He heard a secret voice saying that they are all gone with their greatness, buried together, and their news also was buried with them. May Allah Rabbul Izzatul Jalal make us from the people who benefit especially from this type of discussion, this discourses. Amin bijahi nabil amin. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Dhulqada, Dhulhijja, Muharram, Rajab. Allah has made these 4 months sacred. Allah has made these 4 months sacred. Dhulqada, Dhulhijja, Muharram, Rajab.